Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's a Cook and Joe show headed down the home stretch. The PM team standing by. We talked a lot about baseball. Good news overall, not so good news for the Pirates with Keona Kella on the injured list, presumably with COVID-19. Gregory Polanco isolated from his teammates because he does have COVID-19. Cabrian Hayes out. It's not a good day for the Pirates, but certainly for Major League Baseball, the number's much more positive. What, 6 cases out of 10 positive out of 10,000 tests in the most recent testing. So good news there. Football, not so good. General managers telling CBS, Jason Luck and Fora, don't expect camps to open on time. That's not exactly a breaking story. NFL has been so adamant about, starting on time, playing a full season. But if they delay camps, they could just move the season back. The Super Bowl can be moved back from early February into March, and who knows if they have to. They're going to do what they can to give it in. Hockey looks like we're headed in the right direction. The Penguins, again, even though they don't have 9 guys, including Patrick Hornquist, going through the work at the Lemieux Center in Cranberry. Today was practice 4 since Monday. And I'm reading Josh Yoey's report here and a couple interesting points here I want to pass on to you. He talks about goaltending, and he said, he thought Matt Murray had his sharpest day today. Meanwhile, Tristan Jarry continues to dazzle. Apparently, according to Yoey, Jarry made the save of the week midway through today's practice. Great passing from Crosby to Gensel to Letang. Letang had what looked to be a tap-in, and Jarry sprawling made the save, a strict save. Drew, I guess, great reaction from his teammates, according to Yoey. Yoey has looked ahead of Murray so far this week, but it's a little bit too early to say that he's going to be the guy come opening night. Well, you got the exhibition game coming up on the 28th against Philadelphia, and then you got the opening game coming up on August 1st against Montreal, best of 5 series. And Yoey was talking about how the Penguins, clearly the better team than Montreal is, and everybody clinging to hope in Montreal that the one way they win the game is if Carey Price stands up tall, plays lights out, all the cliches. But Yoey's point was that the best way for the Canadians to beat the Penguins might be behind the bench, Claude Julien. He has some great numbers here that I wasn't aware of. He said in his career, Julien has coached the Canadians 2 times, also coached the Bruins and the Devils. Now, and Yoey's numbers are in 59 games, almost all of which have occurred during the Crosby-Malkin era. Julien's teams are 30-22-7 against the Penguins and have allowed only 2.53 goals per game during that stretch. His teams have recorded 5 shutouts in those 59 games against the Penguins, including 4 during which Crosby and Malkin played. Now, this Canadiens team isn't good, and Yoey points out in his most recent time with the Canadiens, he's only 1-4-1 against the Penguins. But those are remarkable numbers, and including one of the most embarrassing losses for the Penguins during their run was when they managed only two games in four games against the Bruins in the 2013 Eastern Conference Finals. So Yoey's conclusion, and it's a great piece, by the way, you can bet that Julian will have his Canadians clogging up the middle zone as possible if this turns into pond hockey, up and down hockey, quick hockey, speed hockey. The Canadians have approximately zero chances of winning the series. So the Penguins are, dependent on their speed, dependent on quick, crisp passes to not allow the Canadians to clog up the middle of the neutral zone. So an interesting story on by Josh Yoey in The Athletic about what the Penguins, what some stats about Claude Julien against the Penguins, and also his thoughts on Jari and Matt Murray. I'm still going with Murray, I think, will be the guy in net. Let's get to the phone lines. Martin has a thought for me. Hey, Martin, how are you?
Good, Ron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm up and down and up and down with this virus thing.
Well, Ron, it's real simple. I mean, nobody wants to face the reality of the virus. And there's two parts to this. The first is the medical. And as I've said before, and I've called in on different times, 80% of the people are going to get this virus. And 99% are not going to be affected in any negligible way. And 1%, it's going to hit violently, and we're going to lose 337,000 people in America. And that's the bottom line. And the second thing is the legality. Congress did not pass a waiver to exempt employers. And that's why everybody's scared to death of going back to work and going. We have 45 million people out of work. I think sports should take notice of it. And I don't believe for a second, that only six.
So what are you saying, Martin, that they should just play in the hell with the virus? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is, first of all, Congress should have put the waiver in so legally these people wouldn't be sued by the trial lawyers every 10 minutes. That's number one. Number two, you have to face the fact that it's a virus and you're going to get 80% of the people are going to get it.
I hope I'm not one of those 80%, Martin, because I'm of an older enough age to be in a high-risk group. And, I have some health issues like most of us do. You make it sound so casual. Yeah, you're going to lose 337,000 people. But what if this is one of your parents or one of your grandparents or one of your kids? Is it okay then? If it's okay, if it's me, it's okay for you, right, as long as it isn't you.
No.
You make
Ron,
it sound so cavalier that 337,000 lives mean nothing.
No, that's not true. I'm pro-life from the beginning to the end. And what I'm trying to tell you is I'm older, and I have pre-existing conditions also. But everybody's dancing through this trying to be half pregnant, and you can't do it. Either shut everything down.
We're headed towards shutting everything down. Have you seen what they're doing in California? We're headed that way. And, I always get that, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Well, why do you think that NFL, a $15 billion industry, it's trying real hard, but it may not be able to go? I mean, why would it happen that way if it's not something you take seriously?
Well, I think you take it very seriously, but I think everybody's worried about the legal ramifications. And I'm not being cavalier.
I'm not worried about the legal ramifications, Martin. I'm worried about dying.
Well, you're not an employer, Ron.
I'm not, but I'm more worried about dying.
I understand, but you're not an employer, and that's why these businesses are slow to come back, and that's why the college football, NFL, and everybody else. I'm not worried about football being played this year. I'm worried about 45 million people unemployed.
So what is your solution? This is a sports show. What is your solution for football?
My solution is one of two ways. Either you can't be half pregnant. Either go all in and play the damn games, or shut everything down, one or the other. The way they're doing it now is just a death by a thousand cuts.
Well, they haven't started yet, Martin, football-wise, and hockey and baseball and NBA are trying to start, but we'll see. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your input. I'm a little offended by, we're going to lose 339,000 Americans. Like, okay, as long as you aren't one of them, that's okay.
Well, okay, everybody can pretend that's not going to happen.
No, I think it's very realistic it could happen. And I think, you know, by starting sports, perhaps, that could continue to add to the spread here. They want these guys to be safe. There's no doubt the legal. And, Martin, I got to let you go because I got to go. Thank you. There's no doubt the legality of it, but, you know, is a big part of this. But I don't know. It just I just can't think. I hear people say, it's much ado about nothing, and after the election, this is all going to go away, and it's all political. Well, why would the NFL, a $15 billion business, not want to do everything it can to play? And it does want to do everything, but why aren't they, you know, if they do shut down, why would they shut down if it's not that big of a deal? Joe, I'm sorry I didn't hear. Mark in the car, you're up. You're going to be our last caller of the day. Welcome.
Hey, Ron. It makes me crazy. I'm an infectious disease person who's worked on vaccines. I want to correct what the gentleman just said. So we can have it in proper perspective. The actual number is, of the next 100 people who get the disease, 80 people are going to do fine. It's 20% of them who are going to end up sick, and most of them will end up in the hospital. And of the ones who end up in the hospital, somewhere, let's say, out of that 20, two or three of them are going to end up dead. This is much, much worse than what he just said. And the numbers, no one has any idea. It could be way, way higher than what he said. If we shut down the country and do properly, we can go ahead and have sports next year. But it's hard to imagine all these plans that people are trying to make.
All right, Mark, I appreciate your call. I don't know. Again, baseball, great news today, not so much for the Pirates. Hardly anybody testing positive in baseball in the last round, yet Gregory Polanco is confirmed by the manager and looks like Keona Kella has. So the Pirates are being touched by this. I know we want to get the world going again. But, you know, just the guy saying that, hey, you got to go. You got to go all in. Well, I'm not sure we have to go on. I'm not smart enough to figure what the answer is. But I worry about catching it. I'm older, and I think a lot of people were worried about catching it. And is having sports, having schools open the best way to go about it? I don't know. I'll be back to wrap up next here on the Cook and Joe Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.